Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church and America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice, personhood warrior. I am just Doug. And who left these? These are honey-glazed walnuts here in the studio. You know, it's very bad radio etiquette to eat food on the air. But someone left these nuts here, and I need some protein. Because some of us pulled an all-nighter here as the last waves of petitions were coming in. And so we're all a little bit worn out. My eyes feel like the little black cinders. Yeah. So I've just been handed a note. I have no idea what it means, but it's okay because I'm prepared. I want to start out. We may get some updates on the petition. I didn't know how it was going there toward the end, but... They threw out 15,556 signatures. And so I think we had estimated that we needed at least 21,000 to have a comfortable, I understand the note now. I think it's making sense. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Oh, okay. So I better get right to the news because I don't really know. Everyone left the studio to go over to Personhood to help pack up the petitions. And we're hoping to get an update from some insiders as to how that went. Anyway, hopefully we got the 21,000 because I was pretty nervous when I left last night. But let's start out in Washington, D.C. From the Associated Press. Vice President Joe Biden, reliable Joe, asked for God's blessings for the late mother of Irish Prime Minister Brian Cowan during a White House celebration of St. Patrick's Day yesterday. Biden said in his prepared remarks, "God rest her soul," as he introduced Prime Minister Cowan and President Barack Hussein Obama. Biden then cited the Irish proverb that, quote, "a silent mouth is sweet to hear," and yielded the podium to the president. Well, it turns out Prime Minister Cowan's mother is still alive, Joe. So old reliable Joe is always, we can always count on Joe Biden for a good laugh. And so we appreciate that, Joe. In help. What's that? Possibly 10 minutes? Is that what I'm hearing? Now on the phone as opposed to 10 minutes from now. Now this is great radio. Let's go to the phones. Bob in Denver, speak your mind.
Doug McBurney, I'm at the Secretary of State's office downtown Denver.
Oh,
and
boy.
The signatures, Doug, came in by the tens of thousands over the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
The goal was 21,000.
Well, no, remember the goal was 24,700 because of the potheads in L.A. That was an unofficial goal, but...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we needed 21 to be comfortable, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, the number that person at Colorado and Colorado Right to Life just turned into the Secretary of State's office is 46,761.
Revival! Was that? I heard Cal Zastro all the way from Mississippi yell revival. Did you hear that?
Revival. In fact, Cal and his family are in Florida now because Florida has a major personhood petition drive.
46,240. That is amazing.
And Doug, you should have seen the press conference. I know you're doing double duty there. You were, quite a few people worked an all-nighter. In fact, almost two all-nighters in a row to process 46,000 signatures.
Wow.
And so, Doug, you're there in the studio, but you should have heard the press conference. The media, there was a tremendous turnout of media.
Oh, really? Praise the Lord. That's awesome.
Yeah, TV and print.
Wow.
And the questions were on target. It was just such a fabulous press conference. Right outside the front door of the Secretary of State's office, and there were 10 boxes with a personhood logo on it, and it was just thrilling.
Wow. This is a shot heard round the abortion advocate world. Could this be a record? We're going to have to look into, has anyone ever secured 46,000 signatures in 15 days anywhere ever?
In 15 days, that's 3,000 signatures a day.
Wow.
Doug, there were over 1,500 petitions notarized. It's just an extraordinary effort, and you know that they came in from every corner of Colorado.
Yeah, small towns, the suburbs, but a lot of small towns from all over the state. It was amazing.
And 250 churches had participated the first go-round, and I don't have the number, but scores of churches got involved. Doug, people were upset that the Secretary of State's office threw out so many pro-life voices. They threw out 20,000 pro-lifer signatures. And so the circulator simply became more determined to honor God, protect the innocent, and stop the killing of children. And so we turned in
46,240.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
No. 46,761.
Oh, that 761. You know what happened?
Yeah.
I was talking to the folks at Personhood. There were people driving down to the press conference to drop off notarized petitions. So the number we got at 46,240 is now up to 46,761.
Yeah, that was the number 1 hour before the press conference was
amazing.
The number you had.
Amazing.
And Colorado Right to Life had the last batch that came in this morning, about 500. And there one pro-lifer, Ellen Molesky, I think you know Ellen.
Yes, I do.
She did a drive-by petition drop-off. Literally, as the press conference is going on and the boxes are piled up behind the speakers, she drove by, pulled over on Broadway and 17th, and waved a petition out her window.
Well, it's appropriate, Bob, that this shot heard round the world is concluded with a drive-by. That is phenomenal.
Yeah, and it was a wave offering unto the Lord. She was waving her petition, and she got our attention.
Amen.
And it's just so very exciting that Christians came out with such confidence to accomplish what seemed like an impossible task. Doug, you know that the pro-abortion media, they're in print saying repeatedly that personhood is not getting on the ballot because they failed.
Yeah.
They simply can't get the signatures in the allotted time.
Yeah, they wrote our epitaph about 3 weeks ago, if I remember correctly. I remember sending those articles, a couple of them, out to my team members and saying, here's what they're saying, boys and girls. And
yeah.
I know that I was really, really bothered by the Secretary of State's actions, and then even more persuaded when I heard what the enemy was saying, that God was calling us to go out and lift up his banner.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to quote a verse, if it's okay. Is it okay to do that on the air?
Oh, please do.
Warning, 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 Will Robinson. There are Bible verses up ahead for those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity. We know here at Bob and Yart Live that you would not tolerate anyone who would ever dare quote a Bible verse in public. So this warning gives you fair notice that raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered from the 20th Psalm. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. And indeed he has. Indeed he has. Praise the Lord, Bob. Thank you for the incredibly motivating report. It's just unbelievable. I'm astonished.
All right. And Doug, what a fabulous Bible verse. And we're going to try to get Gualberto Garcia Jones to call into the show to give an update about the announcement of a lawsuit that we are filing against the Secretary of State for the 20,000 signatures they threw out.
Wow.
I mean, we have such great confidence with God's blessing we're going to get on the ballot.
Amen.
But we want them to know that they can't just dismiss 20,000 Christians and not expect a fight.
No. No.
Because,
amen.
Yeah, we're going to be back, and we'll be back, and we'll be back for as long as it takes to stop the killing of innocent children. You know, this is a fabulous year to get on the ballot. This could win this year because there is so much anger against the Democrats, of course, against Obama, against health care, for funding abortion. And so this is a perfect year for Christians to come out in force and take a stand.
Hey, Bob, let me bounce this off you really quick, because the speaking of health care, the Democrats voted 222 to 203 today against a move by the Republicans to stop this so-called slaughter rule that everyone's familiar with.
Right.
And they're going to vote on this slaughter rule on Sunday, and health care will pass. And how, Bob, if Colorado's constitution were altered to grant personhood rights to the unborn child, how does that position Colorado in the battle to resist this federal mandate for socialized health care and federally funded abortions?
Yeah, the only thing that eventually will stop health care reform, abortion, and things like the right to go to an abortion clinic, the only thing that will stop that eventually is personhood. To force the government to recognize that children are people, just like governments around the world were forced to recognize that blacks were people. And right. Doug, it's not because the parliament in Great Britain came to love black people. That's not why slavery was ended.
No, I don't think so.
Slavery was ended because of the incredible social tension that those who opposed it created.
Mm. Amen.
And around the world, too. And yep. So that's going to be what's going to happen. When we have Colorado pass personhood amendment and Mississippi and Montana passing personhood amendments, we will eventually get politicians who have the courage to stand up to the Supreme Court and say, we will not allow you to order us to have the killing of innocent children in our communities. We will not allow you to usurp the rule of law like that.
Amen, Bob. You speak of politicians, and we need leadership. I want to go to another call. We have a caller on the line who is a leader in this movement. Bob, thanks for the update.
All right. God bless you, Doug McBurney.
Thank you, Bob. Be safe out there. Folks, at one time in our history, there was a generation that would sit still and keep silent while the government advocated the systematic dehumanization and murder of an entire class of our fellow citizens. Now there is another generation that is standing up and will not be silent. And one of the leaders of that movement is one Leslie Hanks. Leslie, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. I'm trying to find a quiet spot. I hope you can hear me.
It's okay if it's noisy, Leslie. We just want to hear the update and tell us how is your spirit and how are you physically?
Well, I just want to say to God be the glory. My goodness, we turned in, did Bob tell you how many?
46,761.
Oh my gosh, it's just an incredible day. We are just so enthused and pumped up and so utterly grateful to the dedicated soldiers in the field, the Onward Christian soldiers that have been out there pounding the pavement for us in the cold and snow. And my goodness, we just can't say how grateful we are for all the help. And you, my friend, you were one of the team leaders, and I think we all exceeded our goal. We were shooting for 2,000 apiece, and I know, I was over 2,600 last night, and I don't think that was even all of them anyway. But
Leslie, without you having had the courage to carry personhood for a second time, taking on what you knew would be an all-consuming obligation, without that leadership, without you standing up, you and Gualberto Garcia Jones standing up and having the fortitude to carry it again, we would not have had the direction. So we thank you for what you've done. And ultimately, all of us turn our eyes toward heaven and thank the Spirit of God that motivated this movement and continues to motivate it across the nation. Amen.
Amen.
Can I get an amen? All right.
Well, I know you guys want to hear from Gualberto, our co-sponsor, and other wonderful leader, and he has some interesting information about some of the signatures that were disqualified last time that I think some of the supporters would really like to hear. So I'm going to hand the phone to him, and thank you for letting me put in my 2 cents worth, and thanks for all your help, Doug, and I'm going to pass the phone off to Gualberto, okay?
God bless you, Leslie. Thank you. Gualberto Garcia Jones.
Here he is.
Father, citizen, American leader, the co-sponsor of Colorado's 2010 Personhood Initiative. Guabe, speak your mind.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty darn good, to be honest with you. I'm pretty fired up.
Yeah, so am I.
Amen, brother. Well, tell us about the lawsuit. We're going to get the fun of a lawsuit after all the fun we've already had. That's too much to ask.
I know, and just one day to sleep is all I ask. There is a law that was passed last year, which is actually currently being litigated because it's such a blatantly unconstitutional law. Basically, the way it affected us is that it changed the standard that the notaries could use to identify the circulators.
Right.
Now, that on its face isn't really, terrible. The fact of the matter is, though, that none of the notaries knew that the standard had been changed.
Yeah, none of the ones I talked to had any idea.
Yeah, and so we lost just thousands and thousands of signatures of people who wanted to have their signature counted and their voice heard because the Secretary of State didn't notify their notaries, and no one really knew that this happened. And magically, they happened to find out right when they were going through our petitions.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're going to go get them legally, so I know what that means. Litigation, to me, means one thing. You start to hemorrhage money. So, folks, if you're out there, if you support personhood, go to ColoradoRightToLife.com, go to PersonhoodColorado.com, and help us to fight the forces of darkness who are trying to keep your voice from standing up for the innocent, the weakest among us, the ones who need our protection the most. If you want your voice to be heard, we need to take these folks on in court. We need to defeat them. We need to defeat them legally. We need to defeat them politically. And now is the time to join your spirit to ours with a contribution either at personhoodcolorado.com or at coloradortl.com, ColoradoRightToLife.com. Guabe, how do we have a strategy? Do we have a lawyer who's willing to help us?
Well, we have several lawyers we're going to be talking to, and some of them are going to put in some time for free because they also share our passion for the babies, for fighting for the babies, for the Lord. And so the problem is, every lawyer needs to make a living, and so we're going to need someone full time. So we are going to need some help with the funds. But we're confident we're going to have some good people working on this.
Amen. Folks, now is the time to join the battle. If you sign the petition, if I met you in the parking lot of a King Supers or you met one of our people at a church and you thought enough of this initiative to put it on the ballot, now is the time to get involved. Go to Personhood Colorado. Click the link. There's a link to get involved. Join Personhood Colorado in this effort because God is blessing this effort. And Guabe, they all are going to hear about us today.
Well, I'm sure they are. The people at the Secretary of State's office sure weren't expecting three times the signatures that we required to turn in. So, I saw some smiles when we brought those boxes in.
Amen. Well, a lot of those folks are worried about budget cuts. They're looking at that as job security. Now they've got 46,000 names to go through. That's got to take a little while.
A stimulus for the state.
There you go. That's our contribution to boost the economy of the state of Colorado. Guabe, we sure do appreciate your boldness in taking this on. I know it's been difficult for you. It's been hard for your family. You're certainly not getting rich doing this. In fact, you're living the life of a pauper in order to stand up for the voiceless. And I know, Guabe, that God is going to bless you, and we will all keep you in our prayers and lift the entire effort up before the Lord on a daily basis, brother.
Well, I really appreciate that, Doug, and I appreciate you personally. I know you've worked so hard on it, and Bob Enyard and thousands of people, just good Coloradans that have worked so hard. And that's part of the reason we're suing, even though we don't need to, because we're on the ballot. We want to sue for those people that got their signatures tossed.
Every one of those voices, Gualberto, go get them, brother.
All right, God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Wow. So now we're going to have to look into this. This could be a record. 46,000 plus signatures in just 15 days could be a record. We'll have to look into this. By the way, I got an email from one of my team members, and he said, Doug, why was there no effort to hire a petitioning company to go get these signatures to make sure we got them? And I have not responded yet, but there was a conscious decision made at the beginning that this was an effort that the leadership thought could be done purely via volunteers. And that strategy has proven correct. In fact, it's an overwhelming success. So it's crtl.org. Is that right? ColoradoRightToLife.org? Well, I have access to the internet right here. ColoradoRTL.com. So you can go to CRTL.org if you'd like. But the website I gave you, ColoradoRTL.com, takes you right to ColoradoRTL.org. Isn't that great? They're pretty smart folks over there. Oh, yeah. So Colorado RTL. RTL stands for Right to Life. And the Right to Life movement today, I declared today the day that we officially took back the Right to Life movement. The personhood wing of the pro-life movement has officially taken the movement back. And you can lead, you can follow, or get out of our way, because we are not stopping. We are coming for Texas. We are coming for Nebraska. We are coming for Massachusetts. We're already marching in Florida. We're marching in California. We're marching in Nevada and Alaska. We're marching in Missouri. We're marching in Mississippi. We're coming to a state near you. Call your relatives. Call the women and children and warn them. Let them know that we are coming. And we will not be stopped. We shall prevail. We will not give up. Because this is the will of God. It is the will of God that a nation that proclaims his name return to allegiance to his will, from which we have strayed, my friends. We have strayed, and it has cost us dearly. But this generation, the generation now, will not sit still any longer. We have listened for 40 years to the generation that allowed this to happen in silence. And we will listen to you no more. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Because your time is past. And there is new wine. And the partakers of that wine will prevail. Man, I feel like I need a pulpit around here. This is phenomenal. This is great. Can we even return to the news of the day? Not Joe Biden. The Democrats and their shenanigans to pass socialized measures. By the way, I just want to remind everyone that when the House of Representatives passed socialized health care, that day I said this battle is over. They have won. The enemy has won. And people told me, Doug, you don't know what's going to happen. It's politics. There's a time and you never know, and don't make predictions. Well, I'm here to tell you that I knew that day that the Democrats would do anything, anything, so that they could pass their government-run health care and force the Christians to buy in to their bloody health care system that murders babies and kills old people. They would do anything. And they are going to prove it this Sunday, the Lord's Day. The Democrats will prove that they will do anything. And for those of you relying on the grand old party to repeal health care, I am here to tell you right now that the Republican Party will raise billions of dollars on this issue over the next year, over the next 9 months. But they will do nothing. The Republican, how do I know this? Because I'm part of a movement from which the Republicans have raised hundreds of millions of dollars, and they've done nothing. They have lied to the pro-life movement for my entire lifetime. They have taken our money, and they have allowed our children to be slaughtered. They have allowed our mothers to become killers. And for all of you Tea Partiers, and for all of you advocates who are trying to defend the healthcare system we have now, you're about to be duped in the same manner, because the Republicans will raise the money. They will work you up into a frothy frenzy. Take a look at what happened with Scott Brown in Massachusetts. They're going to work you up. They're going to take your checks. And then they will take over the government-run healthcare system, and they will craft it into a system of their liking, perhaps 1 or 2 degrees less socialist. But this will never be repealed by the Republican Party. This will only be resisted by the people of this nation, the Christian people of this nation, who stand up for liberty, who stand up and acknowledge that our rights come from God and not from the government, And that starts with you and I, and it will percolate up. And I pray now that in the not too distant future, that at least one state stands up and says no more. And I think it is our religious liberty, which is granted to us by God and codified in our Constitution, upon which we can mount the battle against the federal murderers and thieves who are threatening, well, to destroy the nation, frankly. All right. Is there anything else I want to get to here in the news? Speaking of killing children, from Los Angeles, California, the Associated Press reports that a Los Angeles gang member who was on parole has been sentenced to 93 years to life in prison for killing a 4-year-old boy. Howard Astorga had been convicted of killing Robert Lopez Jr. in January of 2009 as he walked in the park. Astorga was a gang member and shot at a passing car, and the Associated Press says that a stray bullet struck the 4-year-old boy. A stray bullet. You know, that bullet was shot by Mr. Astorga with murderous intent. That was no stray bullet. That bullet was meant to kill and hurt and maim, and it did just that. So the Associated Press, there's no such thing as a stray bullet unless the gun was fired by accident. Anyway, a judge told the murderous Howard Astorga gang member that he has to live the rest of his life knowing he murdered a child. Well, I would say to that judge, no, he doesn't have to live the rest of his life knowing that. Not if you let me in the cell with him. Well, I suppose he still would live the rest of his life. But it wouldn't be 93 years to life. So here's where we've come. Since murdering children has been legal now for 40 some odd years, now our justice system doesn't even know what to do with someone who shoots and kills a 4-year-old. They don't know that this gang member should be put down like a dog upon being duly convicted. But there's hope. Now, where there's life, there's hope. Now, there's no life for 4-year-old Robert Lopez Jr., but you and I have life, and the personhood movement has life. And today, we fired a shot heard round the world. So it's time for you to decide what you want to do. Do you want to lead? Do you want to follow? If you don't want to do either one of those, please get out of the way. Bob will be back tomorrow. Go to kgov.com.